It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
He who is not angry when there is just cause for anger is immoral. Why? Because anger looks to the good of justice. And if you can live amid injustice without anger, you are immoral as well as unjust. Thomas Aquinas. Second quote to consider. A wise man foreseeth danger and gets prepared. Only the foolish continue blindly on. That from Proverbs. A friend brought these two quotes to my attention. My thanks for that. For those that do not yet see what is unfolding around us all, or for those that are simply still unwilling to face what is unfolding, understand this. Willful blindness and denial will not save you. Willful blindness and denial will not alter reality. It will not help us to alter the current course of the human race, which, if not completely corrected, will end abruptly and very soon. What are the most critically important frontline breaking reports regarding the issues that will most directly affect our immediate survival? How can you help to make a difference for the better? Stay tuned for a deluge of dire headlines and input on how you can help in this epic fight for the greater good. This is Dane Wigington. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for August 11th, 2018. This is a commercial-free program, as always, brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org, paid for by geoengineeringwatch.org. This news hour is broadcast throughout Northern California, 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, 105.7 FM, Saturday morning 6 to 7, Sunday morning 7 to 8. Global Alert News is also rebroadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network on Wednesdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of this broadcast can be found at KQMS and at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections. If you're in the Reading area, free geoengineeringwatch.org informational materials can be picked up from Orchard Nutrition. For those not in the Reading area, the latest Geoengineering Watch awareness-raising materials can be ordered from the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for our approximate cost of producing and shipping. In the case of Orchard Nutrition in Reading, there are commercial copies of 9/11 Architects and Engineers for Truth. Shocking document there. Experts speak out. 3,000 of the world's top architects and engineers putting their careers and perhaps their lives on the line, making clear, presenting undeniable factual data that the official narrative of 9/11 is patently false, scientifically impossible, and a blatant, glaring lie. Unbelievable cover-up. How many flag-waving, so-called patriotic Americans are unwilling to examine the facts because it simply conflicts with their chosen view of the world? Not a clear view of the world, but a chosen view of the world. More on that in a moment. It relates to all the headlines we face. An update on the canceled Northern California GeoengineeringWatch.org Critical Climate Engineering Awareness event. It will be immediately rescheduled as soon as conditions permit. We hope this event can actually take place by early October, but it will depend on weather conditions. And I remind everyone, and this is the fact of the matter that I challenge anyone to investigate. It's the purpose of our site. The climate engineers, those who control the climate, which includes our country and many others around the globe, decide when the rain will come or not. And if you don't believe this, I challenge you to examine the NASA satellite images of what's occurring off the North American West Coast every single day. Blanket climate engineering grid spraying that is completely disrupting the hydrological cycle, completely drying out the North American West Coast and causing us to burn and incinerate to the ground. This is all out weather warfare at this point. More on that in a few moments. Jim Fair, the organization that has been an incredibly valued ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. There's a fully stocked geoengineeringwatch.org awareness booth at every Jim Fair event. Free materials. You can get into the event free if you're there to get those materials and help us to sound the alarm. This week, Sacramento started yesterday, ends tomorrow at the Scottish Rite Center in Sacramento. Go to the Jim Fair homepage and get more details. Next week, Jim Fair event Santa Barbara, California, August 17th through August 19th at the Earl Warren Showgrounds. Following week, massive Jim Fair event, Costa Mesa, California, August 24th through August 26th, Orange County Fair and Event Center. Again, fully stocked geoengineeringwatch.org awareness booth at every event. You can get in free if you're getting materials. Help us to sound the alarm. Now, there's no chance that I'll be able to cover all the ever more dire headlines that are unfolding, but I'll try. And I'll absolutely repeat necessary reminders on what each of us can do. No, what each of us must do to help sound the alarm and correct our current course of certain near-term planetary omnicide. That's a mathematical fact on the current course. Becoming ever more evident as some of the headlines I'm about to cover will allude to, not because these media sources want to tell the truth, but because they can no longer hide it. Before headlines, for just a moment, let's start with some basic understandings of core psychological issues, issues that must be overcome by many more individuals if we're to have any chance of changing course. How bad is it really? How dark is the horizon? Consider this term and definition, alarmism. The dictionary definition is exaggerating a danger and so causing needless worry or panic. Really, in this case, let's consider what we face and see if that term is appropriate or completely inappropriate. Fluoridated water, heavy metal-laced vaccinations, genetically altered frankenfoods, 144,000 toxic chemicals so far being released in the environment, 2,000 more every year, 100 million tons of CO2 dumped in the atmosphere every single day, 2,000 nuclear bombs detonated around the planet, contaminating the entire planet and damaging the atmosphere permanently, nuclear power plants, not just Fukushima, are leaking all over the globe, permanent contamination, crops collapsing globally, oceans dying, fish stocks collapsing, climate collapse, ozone collapse, species extinction rates that are 1.5% of normal. I could go on and on. Statistically speaking, we are perilously close to the extinction of our species and perhaps the entire web of life. And here's the bottom line. If we remain in the current course, none of us will be here much longer. This is not theory, conjecture, or hypothesis. It's a mathematical fact. Consider this. If you or anyone you know still uses this term, alarmism, to deter any bearer of unpleasant news, such a person is not seeing the horizon clearly. On that note, let's consider this term, denialism. Dictionary definition. In the psychology of human behavior, denialism is a person's choice to deny reality as a way to avoid psychologically uncomfortable truth. Denialism is an essentially irrational action that withholds the validation of historical experience or an event when a person refuses to accept an empirically verifiable reality. Verifiable, happening all around us. One would have to be clinically blind or willfully blind not to see it. The walls are closing in. Now this term, escapism. Dictionary definition, the tendency to seek distraction and relief from unpleasant realities, especially by seeking entertainment or engaging in a fantasy. Does that not describe our society or the pursuit of endless amounts of material acquisitions? This is a recipe for near-term omnicide, and we are close to that point. In the Climate Engineering article reference book, Geoengineering, A Chronicle of Indictment, former U.S. Air Force General Charles Jones, who is also a U.S. Air Force tactical weather reconnaissance pilot, makes the following shocking statements on the record. Quote, when people look up into the sky, reminder, this is a two-star U.S. Air Force Major General. When people look up into the sky and see white trails paralleling and crisscrossing high in the sky, little do they know that they are not seeing, quote, contrails, but instead are witnessing a man-made climate engineering crisis facing all air-breathing humans and animals on planet Earth. These white aircraft spray trails are the result of scientifically verifiable spraying of aluminum particles and other toxic heavy metals, polymers, and chemicals. These toxic atmospheric aerosols are used to alter weather patterns, creating droughts in some regions and deluges and floods in other locations, Even extreme cold can be created by climate engineering under other conditions. Unfortunately, these unfolding catastrophes are not capturing the attention of America's citizens nor politicians. Weather warfare has already almost reached beyond the possibility of devastation to all mankind and animals. It is that serious, and it is time-limiting. Signed, General Charles Jones, Brigadier General, U.S. Air Force, retired. For those that want to ram their heads in the sand, when anybody challenges their denialist view of the world, consider that there are very credible people risking much to speak out, like General Jones, whom I'm honored to call a friend. We have two other high-ranking military officers communicating with geoengineeringwatch.org as well. One of those I just interviewed for an hour. We will post that soon. Word is getting out, and even people in the military who have been compartmentalized did not understand the severity of what was going on, and did not understand much of what was going on under the guise of, quote, freedom and democracy, when in fact, our military is about empire. That's all. Empire. Not freedom, not democracy, not human rights. I'll get to more of that later in this broadcast. That's simply the fact of the matter. Not saying there's not good men and women in the military, like these Air Force officers that are speaking out. But having a correct motive, again, is not enough. It's not enough. Our military personnel are sworn to protect their country and their citizens from all threats, foreign and domestic. And the fact of the matter is, aside from many other issues, the climate engineering issue alone is raining down highly toxic, neurologically devastating materials like aluminum, which we are all inhaling with every breath, and which is fueling the forest fires, by the way. Incendiary dust, not only sterilizing soils, killing the trees from the bottom up, destroying the ozone layer, disrupting the hydrological cycle, but toxifying every breath we take. To all the global and environmental groups, here's a message for you, for the record. The denial of the climate engineering reality from these groups is every bit as destructive and egregious as the denial of the planetary meltdown. Shocking hypocrisy is being displayed from nearly every global warming and environmental organization. As I've stated before, our attorneys at the Legal Alliance to Stop Geoengineering have spoken to attorneys from some of these groups, the biggest ones, we all know who they are, Greenpeace, Sierra Club, WWF, and the rest. They will not touch the climate engineering issue because they're afraid of losing their 501c3, so why do they bother even calling themselves an environmental group if they're ignoring the single greatest assault on the environment of all? Stratospheric aerosol geoengineering and associated microwave transmissions are the single greatest drought-inducing factor, period. Science backs this up. The bottom line is this. The climate engineers can shut off the flow of rain anywhere they want for as long as they want, and that is exactly what they are doing to the entire North American West Coast, and anybody who examines the satellite imagery that's available at geoengineeringwatch.org can prove this to themselves. Search geoengineeringwatch.org drought, and you'll find lots of articles, lots of hyperlinks in those articles, photos that will shock you. Understand what's going on. Those in power, with the use of climate engineering, are sucking the noose around our collective necks right now. We can speculate as to all their agendas. We can't know all their agendas. But the fact that climate engineering is the single greatest drought-causing factor, period, above climate change itself, and climate engineering is making climate change worse, not better, that fact can't be disputed. As I cover breaking reports for any that are still caught up in the completely manufactured political theater of the absurd, episodes of which can be found on any power structure controlled mainstream media station, doesn't matter which one, Fox, MSNBC, CNN, doesn't matter. They're all the same. Please understand, you're purposefully being distracted from the fact that our planet is dying by the day, and we will all die with it if we do not alter our current course. So to be clear, the Democrat, Republican, left, right, conservative, liberal narratives are all part of the power structure manufactured paradigm of divide and conquer. That's the fact of the matter. Look past that at the fact that the house is burning down around us. Should that not be your priority? All the rest is theater. A footnote in the last week, I've conducted, as I stated, some very important interviews, which will soon be posted at geoengineeringwatch.org. Richard Gage from 9/11, Architects and Engineers for Truth. Another interview was a retired U.S. Air Force two-star general, not General Jones, whose letter I just read. This is another individual also stepping forward and speaking out. He would have been in Reading to speak publicly for the first time if the event in Reading had not been canceled from unprecedented out-of-control wildfires, which this event would have actually covered, would have covered the core causal factors and what Geoengineering Watch has stated for nearly a decade would come. Forests were dying off, climate engineering a major factor there, and we have stated for a decade this would happen. It had to happen. It couldn't not happen given the massive climate intervention operations and the consequences we know are associated with those operations. It had to come. So the very event that would have outlined this to the general public was canceled because of these occurrences that are directly related to the subjects that would have been covered at the event. I hope all that makes sense. A third interview I just conducted was with a U.S. EPA scientist, whistleblower, fired for trying to expose climate engineering contamination and fluoridated dangers, fluoridated water dangers. He was in Reading and was unable to present to the public again because the event was canceled. But we do have an interview coming up with him as well. Before covering a tidal wave of dire frontline biosphere collapse breaking reports, consider this new headline from the UK Guardian and other sources. Quote, reflecting the sun's rays would cause crops to fail. Keep that in mind. And what they're talking about is solar radiation management. Jet aircraft spraying light scattering particles into the sky, aluminum, primary element. Now they're admitting that this would cause crops to fail. What have we said at geoengineeringwatch.org for nearly a decade? Exactly the same. The report ends with scientists warn. From the report, research shows geoengineering methods, which again is exactly what we see happening in our skies, jet aircraft spraying light scattering particles to try to block some of the sun's incoming thermal radiation, causing a cascade, an unimaginable cascade of downstream horrific consequences. But the report says research shows geoengineering methods intended to combat climate change would have adverse effects on agriculture. Really, you think? What does it take for academia to tell the truth? What a betrayal by so many in academia, and what a farce that we need scientists to tell us that spraying tens of millions of tons of highly toxic heavy metals and chemicals into the skies annually could have adverse effects. We live in an asylum, an absolute asylum, and none of them admitting to the climate engineering elephant in the sky that's already there and been going on for 70 years. And think of what an incredible failure from so many in academia on so many fronts. How many quote-unquote experts or scientists telling us putting industrial waste of fluoride into our water is actually good for us? The same with vaccinations and the public accepting this all the while our IQs are dropping precipitously. That's not my opinion. Look it up. IQs, intelligence quotients, are dropping precipitously. If you don't think it's all connected, you're not thinking clearly. It's all connected. All a part of the plan to keep the population unable to understand what's going on around them, let alone to do anything about it. We have to break this paradigm. Another headline from sciencealert.com, this parallel report, deflecting the sun to cool the planet risks grave consequences, scientists warn. Same parallel statement. They're only discussing this because it's becoming too difficult to hide the climate engineering assault, which is absolutely unraveling Earth's life support systems by the day. Again, toxifying the entire planet every breath we take. From this report, the authors of the report conclude that any intervention in Earth's climate, quote, should be informed by a far more substantive body of scientific research, including ethical and social dimensions, than is presently available. What they're stating is there is no such means of really comprehending the consequences of engineering Earth's climate with highly toxic materials, all of which rain down through the air column, doing everything I already described. Final statement from this report. One of the researchers quoted in the report said this, quote, It's just barking mad. It's a lunatic idea to think that this is a good thing. Finally, some sort of honest dialogue or commentary from academia. And it's been going on for 70 plus years. And understand this, the grand and lethal experiment to which we have all been committed to without our knowledge or consent, starting over 70 years ago, cannot be reversed. The consequences cannot be reversed. All we can do at this point is to try to halt further damage and try to assess where we are at. Now, climate engineering is causing epic droughts, and in other locations, deluge, also increasing the extreme weather whiplash scenarios from hot to cold and back again. And then there is the ever-worsening extreme hailstorms that are a direct result of patented processes of chemical ice nucleation, aka chemically induced cool downs. Find out more about these specifics at geoengineeringwatch.org. Simply search geoengineeringwatch.org hail or geoengineeringwatch.org fires or drought, etc. Just put geoengineeringwatch.org in front of the subject search. You should find articles from the 2,500 articles available on our site. I want to make this clear. How are statistics falsified in plain sight? Falsified in order to pacify populations in regard to the true severity of what is unfolding. Statistics, i.e. in this case, let's discuss temperature readings, official high temperature readings. This involves daytime highs and nighttime low high temperatures. Are being falsified radically, but not in the direction that some special interest groups would have us believe. They're not being falsified up, they are being radically falsified to the downside. What does that mean? It's much, much warmer than we are being told. Much warmer. Catastrophically warmer. And this is beginning to come to light finally. We have been trying to sound this alarm on this specific subject at geoengineeringwatch.org again for nearly a decade. We are being lied to on every front. The UV radiation is exponentially worse than we are being told. Temperatures far higher than we are being told. Readings on the ground, actual readings on the ground indicate we are likely past 3.5 degrees C of warming right now. Right now. That can't be hidden much longer. Thus, some of the headlines I'm about to cover. From Salon.com and other sources, this headline report on climate change. This is the headline. On climate change, it's time to start panicking. Yes, it is. It's not alarmism. It's called a rational response to a very real and imminent danger. Of course, sources like Salon do not mention the climate engineering elephant in the sky, and that's criminal that they are not. But we have legions of order followers and official agencies, the agencies like NASA, NOAA, National Weather Service, all of whom signed confidentiality agreements, many of whom now have, we know in the case of National Weather Service and NOAA, they have illegal federal gag orders on them, so they are not legally allowed to speak out. But I'm appealing to these people to communicate amongst themselves until there's enough of you to stand up and sound the alarm while it can still make a difference. If you remain silent, thinking you're protecting your own personal paradigm while the entire ship goes down, you're sadly mistaken. You're not protecting yourself or your children or anybody else. Your silence is, in fact, ensuring global omnicide in the near-term horizon. If you're with these agencies, any governmental agency or military, and you know information that could help bring this issue to light, you have a responsibility to the whole, to your children, to the entire web of life, to make your voice heard. Do it in a manner that can be effective. Do it with support of others around you. You must, in order to stand up this cancerous system that is so effective at silencing anybody who dares tell the truth, there is strength and safety in numbers. Wake those up around you and stand up together. I'm communicating with people in the entertainment industry. I'm asking to do the same. Also some in the military industry. Wake those up around you. Stand up together, not individually. But do it soon, because time is not on our side. From this report about, again, on climate change, it's time to start panicking. These excerpts. The crisis over global warming warrants an unparalleled response. That response was launched 70 years ago in the form of climate engineering, again, that has made the situation exponentially worse, not better. Final statement from this report. There will be, and already is, major consequences, and they grow over time. They're growing by the day. It does not look good, said Kevin Trinberth, a distinguished senior scientist at the Climate Analysis Section at the National Center for Atmospheric Research. No, it does not look good, Kevin. In fact, on the current course, we're done. That's a mathematical certainty. Another headline from multiple sources. Quote, here's the headline, a hothouse future for humanity. Scientists behind terrifying climate analysis hope they are wrong. From that report, this is by far the biggest political issue in the world. It is one thing that will affect everyone on the planet for centuries to come. That's not really true, is it? It's not true. In fact, that's an excerpt of pacification, because in the current course, nobody will be here in centuries, even decades. Nobody. The current die-off rate proves that. We've already lost 80 to 90% of Earth's insects. How much longer are we going to be here? We've lost two-thirds of the wildlife on the planet in the last 40 years, and that rate is accelerating. Fisheries collapsing everywhere. Store shelves beginning to empty out. Any notion that anybody has that on the current course humanity will be here in centuries is completely disconnected from reality. Even decades disconnected from reality on the current course. Report continues, why isn't everyone shouting from the rooftops? Why isn't everybody shouting about climate intervention operations? The report continues, warning of a possible domino effect as multiple climate feedback loops. Listen to that, because how many times have I discussed that on my broadcasts and disseminations and presentations? Feedback loops. Once you start the dominoes falling, they feed on themselves. Finally, some admission from academia on that point. Once climate feedback loops are triggered within a dynamic cascade of rising temperatures and warming oceans, scientists behind a frightening new study say that for the sake of humanity's future, they hope scenarios explored in their new models do not come to pass. They're already happening. They're already happening. Why did it take so long for people in academia to admit to what was already verifiable and undeniable? Why did it take so long? How could we have known at Geoengineering Watch that this was happening? And those panels and institutions and academia that are paid to study these issues did not know? No, they knew. They knew. They were simply unwilling to tell the truth. Final excerpt from this report. This study effectively suggests the human race could become extinct this century. And it's not even the top story with mainstream media. And there is no could, there is no may, there is no might. On the current course, it's a virtual certainty. And not within a century or this century, within a decade or sooner, mathematically speaking. And how glaring do the signs need to be? The planet is burning to the ground, literally burning to the ground. Let me get to those headlines, and then I'll comment on the ramifications. Final statement from this report, the research explores the risk that self-reinforcing feedback loops, there's the mention of that again. Again, once you start the dominoes falling, they feed in themselves. Forests burn, causing even more forests to burn, and so on until there's nothing left. That's only one feedback loop. Reinforcing feedback loops could push the Earth system, could, may, might, no could, no may, no might, is, now. Push the Earth system toward a planetary threshold that if crossed, we already crossed it, about two decades ago, could prevent stabilization of the climate at an intermediate temperature rise and thus cause continued warming on a, quote, hothouse Earth pathway. It's now. It's not on the horizon. From ABC News and other sources, Europe battles wildfires amid massive heat wave. Record-breaking temperatures are occurring across Europe, making it harder to battle wildfires that have been raging in Spain, Portugal, and other countries. Another headline. How many knew in the U.S. that British Columbia is covered with raging fires? Covered. Here's the headline. From multiple sources, wildfire crews brace for weather change. 39 new fires recorded in B.C. That sounds bad enough, doesn't it? But let's get to the rest of the report. Across British Columbia, 476 wildfires were burning on Thursday of last week, including 39 new fires sparked the previous day. This is the highest amount recorded for this time of the year. No surprise. No surprise. Much more to cover. From the UK Independent and other sources, this new report. The apocalyptic tone of heatwave reporting doesn't go far enough. Not when the issue is human extinction. Human extinction. Now, being spoken about by mainstream sources, not because they want to tell the truth, but because it can't be hidden much longer. From this report, the crisis is far worse than we think. What have I said on so many broadcasts I've tried to bring to light? Yes, Al Gore, he's wrong. His data is wrong. His conclusions are wrong. It's exponentially worse than anything Mr. Gore has told us. Mr. Gore, the hypocrite, who owns stock in the companies he claims to be fighting, part of the power structure. Al Gore's mission, his job for the power structure, was to make people have such disdain for him, especially on certain sides of the political fence, that they would take the opposite position of anything Mr. Gore stated. And I've spoken to people who are quite intelligent people that when it got right down to it, they believed there couldn't be anything wrong with the climate because they would never agree with anything Al Gore stated. That's not a rational basis for a conclusion. Final excerpt. Paleoclimatologists have shown that past warming episodes reveal there are mechanisms, these are feedback loops, which magnify the warming effect. This is not represented in current climate models from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. That's the largest scientific panel on any subject in human history, and it is simply a panel designed to pacify the population, to hide the severity of what's unfolding from the public until the brutal, bitter end. Final excerpt, the threat of destruction of the Earth isn't new, but its speed is. The last such event took around 60,000 years. Now it's happening in real time. Hundreds of times faster than any previous extinction right now. Another headline from businessinsider.com. This new headline report. One of the world's largest banks issued an alarming warning that Earth is running out of the resources it needs to sustain human life. Loot, plunder, and pillage can only go on so long on a finite planet with finite resources, no surprise. From projectsyndicate.org and other sources, this report, we are all climate refugees now. From that report, the Holocene was the geological age that started more than 10,000 years ago with favorable climate conditions that supported human civilization as we know it. The Anthropocene is a new geologic era with environmental conditions that humanity has never before experienced, and it's going to get worse by the day. Keep that in mind. Another headline from the UK Guardian, this report, humans are just 0.01% of all life, but have destroyed 83% of wild mammals. We are 0.1% and have destroyed 83%. How long does anybody think that imbalance can continue? From thehill.com and other sources, study warns of looming potential for runaway global warming. Acknowledgement of what we have stated for so many years. I said this time would come because there would come a point where they couldn't hide it. That time is unfolding now. And this is not runaway global warming. We would be lucky if we only faced global warming. We face abrupt climate collapse. We face a scenario called Venus Syndrome. Look it up. Search Venus Syndrome and you'll find data that you won't want to see but need to understand. From multiple sources, this new report, NASA program to track greenhouse gas is canceled. No surprise. Each administration is worse than the last. All administrations, including this one, are part of the power structure. And the level of insanity grows with each new administration to a new level that it's at now. What are they doing to mask the severity of what's unfolding? Simply gut every form of environmental monitoring while you expand every form of environmental plunder. That's what's happening now. Every administration, part of the power structure, and just because the power structure controlled media attacks a power structure installed puppet, doesn't mean that both aren't a part of the power structure. It's a very convincing good guy, bad guy, good cop, bad cop play. That's what it is. That's all it is. But when it gets down to supporting the military-industrial complex, both sides are always unanimous, aren't they? That's the fact of the matter. From Forbes.com and other sources, Redding Fire Tornado is something scientists once thought was too unlikely to even occur. The wind speed of the whirling plume and fire of smoke was measured in excess of 143 miles per hour, making it an F3 tornado. Radar also showed another less intense area of rotation nearby, with both reaching up to 40,000 feet in elevation. The Redding Fire whirl was actually an event with more speed and intensity than what would have considered possible previously. Scientists are downplaying the severity of what's happening. They always have, and now it can't be hidden any longer, and this is just the beginning. I stress that. From Forbes.com and other sources again, Yosemite closed indefinitely as California fires grow to largest in history, happening all over the globe. From multiple sources, global heat wave is a symptom of early stage of civilizational collapse. It's not an early stage. We are far into the curb. These are from some mainstream sources now alluding to collapse. From this excerpt from this report, welcome to a 1 degree C planet. That's a lie, by the way. The precursor of an 8C catastrophe in 82 years if we keep burning up fossil fuels like there's no tomorrow. Articles of half-truths. First, not mentioning climate engineering, single most destructive human activity on the planet at this time, and stating 1 degree C temperature rise over baseline. That's a blatant, glaring lie. The actual increase from Earth's actual baseline temperature from the start of the Industrial Revolution is over 3.5 degrees C. Readings on the ground verify this. I have people asking me, where's the peer-reviewed report that admits this? That's not going to happen. I'm asking you to take your own temperatures and decide for yourself. Examine for yourself just how radically the temperatures are being underreported. Of course, we're not going to have the very institutions that are designed to mask the situation from the public are not going to admit to what's occurring. I'm asking people to investigate for yourself. Get your own thermometer, compare official readings with what you're actually getting on the ground in the shade, and you'll see they're being radically underreported. Another headline from multiple sources, climate doom is already here. Another headline, this one from Counterpunch and other sources. Methane death trap threatens democracy. It doesn't just threaten democracy, it threatens all life on Earth. From this report, a methane death trap, continuing Arctic Ocean eruption of ever-increasing levels of methane brings forth speculation of a, quote, black swan event, meaning society is caught flat-footed, oblivious to impending danger until it's way too late. We're already there. And the methane that is on the seafloor in tundra and other locations that is thawing and releasing into the atmosphere, there's enough methane to turn this planet into Venus many times over, and it's already erupting and exploding into the atmosphere. Search Siberian methane craters and look at the photographs, and you will be absolutely shocked. And we are being told nothing while we're shown political theater day in and day out. Political theater. Another headline from AP News and other sources, California, quote, may face worst fire season. Just California? May, might, could? It's already here. It's already here. Those are words of pacification designed to make people think it's not quite as bad as it is. We know how bad it is in California. Norway, Sweden, Greece, British Columbia, Alaska, Canada, it's all over the world. It's all over the world. And again, for every forest that burns, even more forests will burn. It's a feedback loop. Methane spewing into the atmosphere, trapping unimaginable amounts of heat. Climate engineering, trapping heat, destroying the ozone layer, disrupting the hydrological cycle. We are on the fast track to a lifeless planet. Single greatest leap we could take in the right direction is to expose and halt climate engineering. That effort will take all of us. From the Georgia Institute of Technology, this 2017 research report, smoke from wildfires, listen to this, can have lasting climate impact. The same as saying if you leap off a 100-story building, you could get hurt. No can, no may, no might, will. We've been taught to worship academicians, physicians, to never question them. And that is a very tragic, tragic programming. We have a sense of reason for a reason. And academia has been used to control societies and to pacify them until the brutal bitter end. This trajectory must change. On this theme, consider this half-truth headline of deception put out by ZeroHedge.com. And for the record, we must all learn to sort out, as I stated, what is factually accurate and what is not. Making such determinations can only come with having spent time honestly investigating frontline data. From Zero Hedge, 90% of wildfires, listen carefully and closely, one of the most important parts of this broadcast, 90% of wildfires are caused by people, not by climate change. Follow me through with this. This is, again, a headline of total deception. Environmental policies that were designed in an effort to protect forests are actually responsible for destroying them because it's increasing the fuel load for fires. A lack of forest fire management and, yes, logging has created forests so dense that it takes a spark for them to go up in the flames, and all of the fuel results in an intense, fast-moving blaze. This is the latest narrative put out by this power structure and special interests to try to pacify populations into believing that the only thing wrong with the forest is the fact that we're trying to protect them. And that's a blatant, glaring lie. And in regard to logging being good for the forest, an unbelievably glaring lie. I personally have worked for years restoring forests that were logged so unimaginably irresponsibly that they completely altered the ecosystem, creating massive fuel ladders, jackstrawed trees that were an unimaginable fire risk, and that was from the logging. Logging doesn't fix it, it causes it. And the type of logging these people are talking about are simply clear-cutting. Yeah, you don't have to worry about forest fires when you clear-cut the forest and there's nothing there to burn. How does that help the environment? And all of these types of reports, again, designed to distract the public from the climate engineering elephant in the room that is drying out the planet, poisoning the soils, destroying the ozone layer, covering the foliage with an incendiary dust, and yet we're told all of it is the fact that we're just not logging the forest fast enough. Blatant, glaring lie that is swallowed by people who want to believe the lie, who don't want to believe that the unimaginably poor stewardship the human race has shown toward planet Earth, with climate engineering being at the top of that list, has now pushed us into a very dark corner. And institutions like Zero Hedge and others, which I'll get to in a moment, are pushing this false narrative, which many accept knowing nothing about the forest. And I know a lot about the forest. It has been my life, and I have spent years in the forest restoring habitat, working in isolation for much of that time, working dawn till dusk, sleeping in the forest, sleeping on bulldozers that I used to help fix what some of the irresponsible logging did, and replanting trees when I was done. So any notion that logging is good for the forest, and those who believe that notion knowing nothing about the forest, I ask you to please understand what you're talking about. I do. I have lived it, breathed it, and bled, sweat, and cried in the forest while I was working to restore it. And I would have continued on this path till my last breath, till the end of my days, but I could not in good conscience remain there when I knew what was happening in skies above us, and I knew that all that work, if climate engineering and other sources of human damage to the planet were not stopped, that all the habitat restoration one could ever accomplish would mean nothing. This battle had to be faced, and that's why I've done what I've done for the last 15 years. Moving on, consider this tweet put out by the current occupant of the White House. We all know who he is. Quote, California wildfires are being magnified and made so much worse by the bad environmental laws. Again, stating what Zero Hedge stated, the forests are just burning down to the ground because we're not cutting down enough trees. We're not clear cutting enough. That is not the problem. That is not the problem. The problem is we have a completely different planet now. Human activity has caused it, with climate engineering at the top of the list. Climate engineering, the single greatest causal factor for the epic fires burning down around the globe. The data is there to back it up. Search geoengineeringwatch.org fires and you'll find lots of data you didn't want to know but need to know. Blatant, glaring lie coming from many institutions and being repeated, parroted by the White House. So, continuing. The fires are from bad environmental laws which aren't allowing, listen to this, massive amounts of readily available water to be properly utilized. Mr. Trump tweeted on Sunday. Again, not picking on Trump, all the occupants of the White House, part and parcel of the same. It's just simply worse now. It's worse, but they're all part of the power structure. The water is being diverted in the Pacific Ocean. He finishes with, must also tree clear to stop fire spreading. Yeah, no trees, nothing to worry about, is there? Nothing to worry about. Let's cut all the trees down and there will be nothing to worry about. Then we can keep climate engineering and we won't have to worry about the forest fires. That's the mentality that's here. What a blatant, glaring, and absurd lie. And for all the global warming groups and environmentalists that are jumping up and down and ranting that it's all global warming causing the forest fires, you also are in unimaginable denial. And your groups being hijacked by organizations like the Rockefeller Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and others. Also, environmental global warming groups completely in denial about the climate engineering elephant in the room. The tweet from the White House went on to say that we are not using water properly, and that would stop the fires from spreading? Really? Are we to install sprinklers throughout forests, throughout the whole world? With what water exactly will we do this? And again, the statement that forests are burning because we're not logging enough, not looting, plundering, and pillaging enough? No, this is not the case. The single greatest factor, as I stated, related to the burning down of the forests all over the globe is climate engineering for many reasons. Hard data documents, satellite images back up this conclusion. As I stated, search geoengineeringwatch.org fires or forest fires, go through some of our articles and discover the facts you did not want to know but need to know. Yesterday, our own Northern California Congressman, Doug LaMalfa, was on KCNR pushing the same blatant false narrative that forests all over the globe are incinerating at a truly exponential pace with never before seen fire behavior because we're just not cutting down enough trees. Congressman LaMalfa, you well know, I personally provided you with testing data from Cal EPA to prove aluminum contamination was occurring in precipitation and showing up in runoff. Aluminum, a primary element named in climate engineering patents. This passing on of information at a public town hall meeting was filmed, Mr. LaMalfa. You promised to investigate the EPA data proving aluminum contamination. Congressman LaMalfa, not surprisingly, you lied. For those that care to see the town hall confrontation mentioned, for those who care to see Congressman Doug LaMalfa's deer in the headlights look when I passed on the EPA data to him, which LaMalfa did exactly nothing with, search geoengineeringwatch.org confronting a U.S. congressman and watch the several minute video yourself, which proves Doug LaMalfa was given hard evidence on climate engineering contamination, which he ignored. Once climate engineering is fully exposed and the public knows you, Mr. LaMalfa, helped to facilitate the cover-up, do you imagine the public will hold you legally and morally accountable? We will soon enough find out. From thehill.com and other sources, Trump officials open door to fracking in California. Again, doesn't matter which name's in the White House, does not matter. Obama, who people think were environmentally friendly, was not. Not. Neither was Clinton, Bush's, none of the rest. Any occupant of the White House is part of the power structure, period. All of the rest is political theater to distract the population from what is unfolding around them. Please remember that. Bottom line, fracking. By this administration, the door is being opened in California. This administration is starting the process of opening a large swaths of land in California to hydraulic fracturing. That'll help the forest, won't it? That'll help the water tables, won't it? Just like the fracking that's already occurring, pumping toxic waste into what groundwater yet remains. The human race is behaving as if it does not want to survive much longer. That's the fact of the matter. For the record, it's not just the USA, again, that's continuing to push for every last bit of hydrocarbon while the world burns. It's from many countries. New ocean opening up around the North Pole is sparking a global scramble. A global battle is unfolding over a new body of water, and the world's biggest players are wasting no time in getting on it. Bottom line, countries competing over the rest of the hydrocarbons, much of it methane, in the Arctic, which will turn this planet into Venus in even faster timeframes. Another headline, this one from EcoWatch.com and other sources. New world record. Imperial, California felt rain at 119 degrees Fahrenheit. This is the warmest temperature at which rain has ever been recorded falling. Records being broken day after day after day. Let's get on to more of that. From multiple sources, this new headline, ocean temperatures hit record high off San Diego, another extreme weather milestone. Now, consider this headline I just covered from last week about the record temperatures in San Diego is now no longer a record. Why? Because the record was just shattered again on Thursday, later in the week. Tropical water temperatures off the coast of San Diego reached 79.4 degrees. Even Fox News covered this. This is tropical ocean temperatures. From National Geographic, red tide is devastating Florida sea life. Are humans to blame? That question's not even worth answering. Of course, anthropogenic activity is to blame because these events have not happened in this time frame ever. The mathematical possibility of them not being anthropogenic cause is a virtual statistical zero, and that has been done by statisticians based on scientific data. From strangesounds.org, this related follow-up report. It's not just in Florida. Ecosystem collapse around the world. Seagulls drop from the sky. Millions of fish are dying. And whales are stranding. Another headline from commondreams.org, this report, hottest 4 years ever from 2015 through 2018. Hottest 4 years ever. We've just passed the 403rd consecutive month of above normal temperatures, and we are spiraling right now into an abrupt climate collapse. If you don't believe it, you will. If you want to make a difference for the better, keep listening. I'll tell you how. Another headline from Associated Press and other sources: hot weather forces 4 French nuclear reactors to shut down. Human industrialized civilization cannot cope with what's happening. And as the breakdown begins to occur, as links in the chain start to fall out, shutting down nuclear power plants that desperately need to be cooled because it's too hot already, we all know where that's going to lead to, don't we? How about Fukushima times who knows how many? More headlines. I'm running out of time. Extreme drought causes vegetable harvest collapse in Europe. Another headline, multiple sources: current drought, the worst in centuries, as cost feed since farmers broke. That's in Australia. Another headline. Let's get to the point of the matter. Almost out of time. From multiple sources, the wealthy elitists plan to survive the apocalypse and leave us behind. To be clear, those global elite that are preparing for the collapse that is already underway will not survive much longer than the rest of us as the planet heads into Venus Syndrome. If we do not want this to happen, all of us must rise to the occasion. All of us must decide why we are here and what our part in the play is. Stay tuned for one moment. I'll elaborate on that. Atrocities occurring all around the globe, all over the globe, and the military-industrial complex in our country at this point surviving off the manufacturing of weapons while the world implodes around us. For the record, let's ponder the behavior and actions of the military-industrial complex, that is the USA, the largest supplier of deadly weapons in the world to conflict zones all over the world. Here's an example from last week. How many know or care that a busload of Yemeni's children were just blown to bits by U.S. ally Saudi Arabia using weapons built by the U.S. and the U.K.? How many care? Where are the headlines? And what's the military-industrial complex doing to its own population? The American empire, the single largest participant in the global climate engineering assault, also known as weather warfare, which also must be considered biological warfare due to the highly toxic climate engineering fallout that each and every one of us inhales with every breath we take, in addition to completely disrupting Earth's weather and life support systems. If you think your government would not do this to you, think again. And here's a point that must be remembered and considered. As biosphere and climate collapse accelerates, global power structures will become rapidly more desperate, dangerous, and destructive. What cards will they play? More and bigger false flag events like 9/11, World War III, or more likely, all the above. Denialism won't save us. Escapism won't save us. We must collectively face reality head on. What will happen when conditions are, on so many fronts, so dire that no one can help anyone? The epidemic of unprecedented fires are case in point. There are only so many firemen, only so much equipment. There are limits. Much of the planet is on fire. We are in uncharted territory, with food crops and fisheries collapsing all over the globe. The moment there is not enough, the law of the jungle will prevail with blinding speed. To be clear, we, the human race, will not survive for much longer on the current course. This is not my opinion, not speculation, not hypothesis. It is a mathematical certainty. The paradigm of willful blindness must end. Unimaginably dire frontline facts must be faced and contemplated. The legions of honorless order followers who continue to carry out the bidding of the power structure in exchange for a paycheck and pension must be exposed and held legally and morally accountable. Such order followers are permeated throughout our military-industrial society. They are in all levels of government, in all so-called public protection agencies that in reality exist to hide threats from the public, not to disclose them. The order followers are in the medical industry and the military, all individuals that are just, quote, doing their jobs without any comprehension or concern of the morality or lack of it. It is incumbent upon each and every awakened individual to commit themselves to the effort of awakening others. This is not done by ranting or raving or propagating any and every sensationalized claim that comes along. No, effective awareness-raising efforts are most effectively and efficiently accomplished by sharing credible data from a credible source. Geoengineeringwatch.org will continue to work around the clock to supply exactly that. Credible, frontline, non-political breaking data. The hour is late. The reality we have all known is unraveling by the day. Will we be able to salvage any part of Earth's life support systems and the web of life? That may well depend on what each of us chooses to do or not to do at this most critical moment in time. All of us are desperately needed in this epic battle for the greater good. We are needed now. Tomorrow is too late. Make your voice heard. Make every day count. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.